But he has talked about these things as gods, not only because he created them, but also because, when they were alienated, he claimed them again for a second time, sacrificing the blood of his Son as the price. Notice how he completed the whole process in Christ, how he lifted us up into heaven. You are part of Christ, he says. You are a temple of the Spirit. So do not become part of a harlot, for it is not your body that is being disrespected, since it is not yours at all, but Christ's. And he said these things both to reveal his love, in that our body is his, and to discourage us from all harmful actions. For if the body belongs to someone else, you have no right, he says, to disrespect another's body, especially when it is the Lord's, nor to defile a temple of the Spirit. For if anyone who trespasses into a private house and disrupts it must answer for it harshly. Think about the terrible consequences he shall face who turns a temple of the king into a robber's hideout.